This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Well, last night's debate brought a number of what might seem at first blush like surprises, pivots on critical issues by Romney, the president leaving out seemingly obvious talking points. But how surprising are they really? Well, it seems to me this is the very definition of an attitude check.
And the latest poll numbers suggest margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said...
Attitude Check is our weekly partnership with the pollster Gallup and Gallup's editor-in-chief, Frank Newport. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Seemed to me, Frank, that one component of Romney's perceived success last night, certainly part of what might have confused the president's strategy, was that Romney tacked to the center on some big issues. Taxes, government regulation are two big ones that come to mind. Does that surprise you based on your experience and your polling?
It's not surprising. And the third element where Romney tacked to the center was compromise. Remember, part of the Tea Party movement had been don't compromise, stick to principles. And yet Romney tried to extol the virtues of his compromising across the aisle when he was governor in Massachusetts. Clearly, once you win the primary, candidates realize that the voters that are up for grabs will be those that are independents, those who are undecided. So it makes sense for candidates both to come more towards the middle, with the proviso, of course, that candidates have to be careful not to alienate their bases.
And many pundits, both of the professional and the armchair/Twitter variety, have jumped on the fact that Obama made no mention of the 47%, these comments from Romney that almost half of Americans are dependent on the government. Did that surprise you?
Well, tactically speaking, that's a good question why it was not raised by the president last night. But, you know, it would be have been interesting to see how it played out, because our polling shows that Americans were actually in some ways sympathetic to the themes that Romney was making with the 47%. We just came back after he said it and asked Americans, are Americans too dependent on government? And we had almost two-thirds who said yes. Anytime you criticize big government in a broad sense, you are resonating with majority public opinion. So Romney actually had something he could have come back with had that issue come up.
And let's look ahead to the next debate, the vice presidential debate. What do Americans think of these two guys?
Well, they're both about equal. Ryan and Biden have favorable ratings, as we measured them, are in the, you know, the mid-40% range, with unfavorables almost as high. So neither of the guys are highly loved. Neither do either of them have very terrible images. I think a lot of Americans are going to wait and see what they learn more from the vice presidential candidate on the Republican side, because, of course, he's not been in the public eye much, whereas Biden is more of a known commodity. However, hard to say based on history that the Veep debate's going to make much difference in the overall outcome.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief of Gallup. Thank you.
My pleasure.